Okay, so what were we saying?
We were saying that once you put the one thing through the loop,
yeah,
and then you dip it,
yeah,
and then you give it a big berth. You steer clear of it for a while.
Berth?
You give it a wide berth.
Excuse me?
Yeah. You don't want to step on it or in it.
Is that a thing?
Once you've put it up and under.
Is that a real thing?
Giving something a wide berth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like giving it a lot of clearance. I think it's B-E-R-T-H.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Forgot about that word. Forgot about that homonym.
But that's what you do once you put it in the loop and then you pull it through.
Okay.
So that's what I was saying, at least.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I'm an antisocial warrior. On the verge of catatonia. In a digital utopia. Place a waypoint on euphoria. It's a never-ending battle. Me versus death and Scrabble. Voluntary disconnection of truth from fiction. Seen the simulated future and the graphics are bitchin'.
Yeah. It's been a long month.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like, what, 4 or 5 months?
It's been a four-month. And
barring the commentary.
Oh, yeah, there was the commentary, yeah.
That was in our feed.
That's right. I got to recommend it. It was good.
Yeah.
Check that
Not
out.
Not the movie, though.
Oh, yeah, big time. House of the Dead.
We did discover there was a sequel, right?
Technically two.
That's right.
Two sequels. Right. There's one official sequel with the name. And then the third one was written, but then Sci-Fi Channel studio had just like, I don't know, something happened where they changed the title of it. So it doesn't have House of the Dead in the title, but it is an extension of that movie.
Hmm.
So, and the second one is like the virus made its way to land to Seattle or some shit.
Wow.
Everybody's
That's going. Way more people. So they had to get way more 3D spinning rigs.
No,
for their cameras.
Apparently that's all takes place in like one building.
Oh.
Or something. I don't remember. I never saw it. I just read the Wikipedia article about it and I don't care.
Nope.
Welcome to our podcast, everybody.
This is good graphics. We're back.
We're back to talk a little bit of video game shit.
Quite a few shits have been taken.
A lot of shit's been going on in the digital space, big digital realm. Where do you want to start?
Well, I know there's like I kind of dabbled in, as I do, especially since Game Pass.
Yeah.
I dabble what I do.
I dabble till I do.
Dabble do.
I die, yeah, right. For Flintstone.
Flintstone?
Flintstone.
So... Since the last recording,
yeah,
I did play through, and you had talked about it before, so we don't have to spend much time on it, the Mafia Definitive Edition, the remake of the first one.
Hell yeah.
Fucking loved it. I liked it before, but it was even better than I remembered for, like, the story.
And yeah, it holds up for the most part.
Yeah, like, it was a well-written game for its time.
Yeah.
And people complain, and it's a symptom of the time, once again, that there, other than the story missions, there's nothing else to do.
Right.
But I almost liked that. I didn't feel overwhelmed by it. I was just like, I can just enjoy this story. It's over in 10 hours.
It just didn't really need to be an open world game, I guess. But
true. But
it's okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't hurt anything.
Really.
Just like L.A. Noire.
Yeah, exactly.
You could collect cars, but that was it.
Otherwise, there was nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking good.
That's a good one.
Proteus was fucking cool.
Proteus. Yeah.
It was like the, what do they call them?
It's a boomer shooter. Yeah. Yeah,
it's got to be both, right? It's referencing both the age and the fact that it's just a boom boom game.
Yeah, it's a boom boom game.
Love a good boom boom.
It's just for boom booms.
But it's cool. It's different than like a Doom because it's got like an overworld map and like RPG leveling structure
and procedural levels.
Oh, that's right. So you can like go back to the same area, but it's not going to be the same.
Right.
That's still an early access, I think.
Yeah.
But it was already
Game Pass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just about everything I talk about is going to be on there.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. Mafia wasn't on there. but yeah, that was cool. Tried Scorn. Fuck that game. Don't like it. Fuck that game. Scorn.
I didn't expect that you would.
Did you try it?
No.
It's just, they should have just called it
yuck.
Just yuck the game.
Yeah. That's
And I can handle that if I understood it.
Fleshy pussy hell or something.
It's just all
you've got to escape from some demonic fuck dungeon.
And I could deal with that if it was fun, but it's not. It's all like,
right.
The puzzles are really obtuse, at least like early on too, unless I'm just dense. Cause I got stuck after like an hour and a half and I just wasn't driven enough by being in that environment to want to spend more time trying to figure it out. I was just like, all right, I've had my fill. Cause every switch and button you push, like there'll be
like a nipple on the wall or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or, but it's usually more orifice like, so like there'll be a lever, but there's a glove attached to it and you have to slide your own meat hand with, cause you're a meat man with no skin.
Right.
You're a Slim Jim, basically.
You're a beef.
You are. You remember the Slim Jim guy? The snapping.
Yeah.
You're basically that.
Yeah.
You're just a meat. And yeah, you slide your hand on this nasty ass rotten skin glove, and then it's got like an orifice for each finger that you stick it into, and then you can activate the lever. Like,
yeah,
interesting design. I'll give it that. The artwork is,
it's biopunk.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah,
but fuck that game. Don't like it. Would you play
me?
Yeah.
Oh, so many things.
I got a bunch more too.
So, shit. This is going way back. I started playing No Man's Sky again.
Oh, right after the update.
Yeah, they did a big, big update. And,
another big one.
And it was, and it's fucking awesome. It's so good. They added just a straight survival mode too that like makes things, it's less about like building and harvesting shit and more about just like surviving and advancing.
I prefer that.
Yeah. But like they've added different settings and for like every aspect of the game, like you can
pretty fully customizable, right?
Yeah, you can play it however you want.
You can
much.
Make it, you can, it's like a clay, you can just mold it into the game you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Space clay.
It rules. And the graphics have kept improving.
I should install.
It looks awesome.
I'm fairly certain that's on game. I own it on PS4, but I think it's on Game Pass, and it would look way better.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it since then.
Yeah, you should. It looks awesome.
I also finally played The Quarry, which you talked about before.
Love
that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was fucking sick. I did real good throughout the whole game until about the last hour, and then lost like half my characters because I just like butterfingered one thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there was a part, without giving away too much detail or spoilers, you know what I'm talking about. There's a part where there's a creature that's like on your side and one that's not. And I couldn't tell which one was which. And so I hesitated on shooting and it got like three people killed.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm going to play it again.
I happened to just miss that shot.
Oh, okay. So probably the same outcome, I would think.
Pretty much. But I think the people who died
might have been different.
Might have been different, but
yeah,
a similar amount of carnage at the end of my run. And I want to do it again.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, I want to do it again in the ultra gore mode or whatever, where it's just automatically shows the goriest possible outcomes.
Oh yeah, yeah, it is kind of neat that it has that movie mode where you can just set like certain parameters.
Yeah, did I talk about Rollerdrome?
I think so. That sounds like it was around the time that we last recorded.
Okay, yeah, still playing that. Fucking rules.
It does. I never bought it for PS4, but it looks sick.
Oh, probably one of the biggest recent finds was Soulstone Survivors, which I was playing like the beta or demo level or whatever for a while, and then the full version came out, and it's a lot like Vampire Survivors.
The full version is out already?
Yeah, it just came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I think it's still early access, but before it was just like a demo.
Oh, I see.
But it's $10, and it's like Vampire Survivors, but 3D.
Okay.
And with a lot more like shit to unlock and stuff to do.
3D isometric? Or
like, yeah, 3D isometric still. And it has a bunch of levels, so it's like Vampire Survivors also went to version 1.0.
Yeah, and I've been playing the shit out of it since it came out on Xbox.
And it's amazing. We've talked about it before at length.
It's been on, I think it's been on Xbox for like a week. I've played it for like 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah.
I got obsessed with it. Like 3 hours goes by, but I don't even realize. I'm just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, it's just like the perfect arcade game.
Yep.
But yeah, Soulstone Survivors is one to check out, as well as Rogue Genesia, which is
you got a Rogue Genesia on your hands.
I think it's $5 or less, and it's another one of those games, but it's a little different in that the levels are short, so you don't spend like 20 to 30 minutes on a level like you do on Vampire Survivors or...
Yeah. I think there are 30-minute cap on most of the vampires.
Yeah. Yeah, and the same for Soulstone Survivors. But then there's like a hyper mode and stuff like on Vampire Survivors.
Oh, right, right.
But anyway, this one is, it's all short ones. They're like 5-minute runs and it's like kill this many people or whatever. But then that, it has like an overworld map kind of thing where with different stops that you can make. So there's different routes you can take to get to like the end boss. And you have to finish that in a, that's a run. Cause it's,
To get to the boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it's got that whole roguelike thing going. So if you die, you start from the first thing again, but it's all randomized. So it's always different.
Yeah.
And then there's different modes to play in and stuff too. So it's another good one, but I like that it's quick and fast and it feels just as good as the other two.
I hope that comes
to the other 12.
Yeah, there's a lot of them now, but that one sounds to me like the most different or at least advancing from what Vampire Survivors is.
Yeah.
Because like, a lot of them are just straight up like, let's just change the sprites.
Right. Yeah, no, it's different enough in the layout. Because, yeah, then like between fights and stuff, there are shops that you stop at. So you can buy upgrades that last between the levels. So like the whole run being your life, but that split up into multiple levels makes it a lot more appealing to level up and shit and get new stuff.
And like the way Vampire Survivors handles permanent perks is just from the start menu. Like
right.
You just go in and it's not like, I mean, it's cool that they incorporate it into the gameplay.
Right.
In this one.
Yeah, exactly. Big fan of that. But what's next for your for your stupid ass? Wait, quick aside. I've got to, because I'll forget. I just discovered something that's pretty cool and is also really weird. I have a DualSense controller that I use for PC.
The
PlayStation 5 controller.
I saw those. I think those are on sale for like 50 bucks.
Or less, I think.
Yeah. They're usually 70.
Yeah, they're awesome. But I kept knocking it on the floor and bada bing, bada boom, bada bom, bom, boom. And
did they make a Nerf case for it?
No, but they made a, or not, that, I don't know. Somebody fucking 3D printed this thing and put it on Amazon.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Is it magnetic? Or
no, it's just stick on. So it sticks on.
Oh, okay.
Sticks on under my desk.
That's awesome.
Then has two slots where the controller hangs from the thumbsticks.
Huh.
So I never really thought about that.
No. And I mean, they're pretty durable, those thumbsticks. So it's not like they should wear down or anything.
Right. They're not moving. Yeah. And the controller is lightweight. So, smart. It was like $4 or $5.
Because, I've always got like 3 or 4 controllers like just across a table or space.
Right.
Or I like put them behind the TV.
My desk is only so big, you know?
So,
what's next?
Another one that was a more recent Game Pass release that I really, really liked. Ghost Song. It's another one that's got some roguelike elements, but more Souls-like, but not. It's a Metroidvania, but the art style to me looks like a moving comic book in a way.
Mm-hmm. It looks like Angela Anaconda.
No.
The animation does.
It looks way better when you're actually playing.
That puppety thing going.
It's smoother in practice, I think. But yeah, it's more of on the Metroid side of Metroidvania. But it has that feature where when you die, you lose your points.
Right.
For leveling. So that's the Souls-like element. Otherwise, it's a straight-up Metroid game. So for anyone that likes Metroid specifically, but didn't have a Switch or hasn't played Dread, fucking play that. It's probably my favorite Metroidvania that I've played since Metroid Dread.
Oh.
Really fun. Like, I don't think
the reviews are good.
Maybe it gets samey, but for the first couple hours, I played like 3 or 4. It's been good. I thought the reviews were like 80 range.
I think I only saw one, but it was a 6.
Oh, I like it a lot. And,
don't matter.
Like I'd say it's up there for my first impressions, like alongside what was that one? Dead Cells.
Yeah. Love that.
But it's fucking good. It's on Game Pass too. And Signalis, that was the other one. That one's really cool.
Right, and that's an isometric one, right?
Yeah, inspired by classic
Dino
Resident
Crisis,
or classic Resident Evil, or but also a heavy helping of Dead Space
Dino Crisis.
Dino,
cousin Dino.
It's a crisis that he's showing up.
Yeah,
yeah, that one's really cool too.
I think it's time to talk about Saints Row.
Oh, that's right. That was, I think, what we mentioned at the end of the last episode.
Yeah, that's what it was.
So it was coming out like the next week. And we're like, oh yeah, Saints Row will be out by the time we record again.
Yeah.
Turns out it's been out for almost half a year.
It fucking rules. It so far might be my favorite game of the year.
Yeah, I was surprised when you said that because I knew you liked it, but of the year.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There are small issues with it, like, you know, pop in. Mm-hmm. And stuff, physics glitches sometimes and stuff like that.
I like physics glitches myself.
But I don't experience them that much in it. But they've also updated it a few times, and they just did like a massive update that adds like new AI and stuff. Like it changes a ton of shit, like for the better.
Oh, like for the enemy AI?
Yeah, the enemy AI and stuff, and different physics changes and tweaks and all kinds of stuff. So I think there's a whole new string of mini games or something too. But yeah, if you've ever played a Saints Row game and you like the way it played, it's just like that, but more, but bigger.
Yeah, it looked fun to me.
It's so much fun.
A lot of the criticism
fun.
It received at launch, I think, was unjust. Just like angry Saints Row fans of the originals.
And a lot of fucking like incels.
Yeah, because that's the problem.
It's too woke.
Right. And they've decided that, even though.
Because it is woke, and that's good.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, they've decided that
that's
woke is
crazy.
Like a negative thing.
Yeah,
like I want to be asleep.
When was that a bad thing?
Right. It was to be, aware. It's just a synonym for aware. I'm aware of social issues. Like, that's, and they want to pretend they don't exist.
That's right. Yeah. You got it. You hit the nail on the head.
It's always the people that are like, I believe everyone should be able to do whatever they want to do, but as long as I don't have to look at it.
Right.
Like, that's those people that are complaining.
Yeah, right. I don't want to see it. And if I don't see it, it don't exist. And if it don't exist, it don't make me uncomfortable.
Like, I want to live my life how I want to, but I don't want to see them doing the same thing.
Right. I don't want to see nobody doing good.
They can only live their life the way I live my life.
Right. And I don't want your life.
I don't want.
Varsity Blue. Saints Row.
But I thought it looked like a lot of fun. I want to play it. I haven't looked to see if it's on sale right now for the holiday Black Friday baloney.
It probably is. I've played 42 and a half hours of it.
Holy shit.
It's awesome. Don't listen to the...
Did you beat the story, or is that...
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Can't stop. Now I'm building an empire. I'm building a fucking skyscraper.
Oh, damn. Does it have any form of multiplayer? Like co-op or otherwise?
Yeah, it has full co-op.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honestly glad they didn't try to do a, imitation of Grand Theft Auto Online. Because I just don't want that.
It's just, like, I think two or three player co-op.
Yeah. That's fine.
There was a Dying Light expansion, but I've only played like an hour of it, and it's fun. It's an arena mode.
Oh, so it's not like adding a big map chunk or anything?
No.
Okay.
No. But it does add a lot of new shit. It adds like a kind of another roguelite sort of element to it.
In the arena.
You start from scratch and you buy upgrades and shit as you go up through the,
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Through the championship, so forth.
I like how that style of gameplay, even if it's not the main focus of the game, is finding its way into so many different games.
Yeah. Also Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Yeah. They added
that in one of the free updates. And that was fun. I like that. It's just like a series of platforms where you kill everybody.
I'm pretty sure God of War has something like it.
Probably, yeah.
Maybe not with the perks resetting, but just like a challenge mode.
Right.
Where it just keeps going until you...
Waves.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, the only thing that I think I've played on PlayStation I don't even know. It's been a long time because I've been just game passing it. But I got the new God of War.
God of War.
G-O-T-T-A-W-A-R. Gotti War. John Gotti.
It's John Gotti War.
You playing
but it's John Travolta as John Gotti.
I was picturing John Travolta. In my brain, he is John Gotti.
Yeah, he's taking his place.
I don't even know what the real Gotti looks like. It's just John Travolta.
Yeah. I love that.
But to no one's surprise, I think, Gotti fucking rules. It's great.
Yeah.
Like it was kind of obvious. It was a shoe-in that it was going to be a good game.
Yeah, the last one was awesome.
I've heard some people say they actually don't like it as much as the last one. But so far, I like it just as much. I'm 20 and a half hours, I think, was my account when I saved last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm probably past the halfway point, but not quite three quarters at this point through the story.
Mm.
But it's as good as I expected it to be. And I'm playing it on PS4. I was originally going to hold off and try to get it on PS5, but
it's good enough for government work.
It looks great on my PS4. Yeah. And watched several of those kind of comparisons showing the differences between PS4 and PS5.
Yeah.
And it's pretty minimal. I mean, aside from the frame rate, obviously, and the resolution. But as far as the details, because it doesn't have ray tracing or any of those sort of things, even on PS5.
Oh, really?
It's all still fixed light.
I guess that makes sense for the type of game.
And the fact that they stuck with that one-shot style camera. So you're only really...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously you can spin the camera around in gameplay, but otherwise a lot of the level design is sort of meant to... It's not as true of an open world as a lot of games, so...
Right, but you can backtrack and go to different side places.
You can go back, but then there's a hub world, but...
Hub?
Just in general, the level design feels very, like, guiding you towards a direction.
Dude, you want to go to Hub World?
I got two tickets to Hub World.
Two tickets to Hub World. Who's coming with me?
I'm surprised there isn't a theme park like that.
Or any kind of business, Hub World.
Hub World.
It's all fucking tires.
I pictured that for a moment, but I was imagining a theme park where there's one central area, and then there's a space land and a dinosaur world.
Right.
All in one.
Yeah, and there's a hub world between them.
And you are in the hub world.
And it's a cafe, too.
Yeah, of course. They have a rainforest cafe. One of the last ones. And a Bugaboo Creek. They've got one.
They still got one?
They still got a Bugaboo Creek.
Blockbuster. Okay.
But that's what I've been playing most recently. I've been playing it a little bit every day since it came out, and it fucking rules.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing that as soon as I can, I don't know. They will release it for PC, I think.
I don't imagine it'll be before 2024.
Yeah. Well, like the last one, the next game I play, I'm going to mention here is the new Spider-Man. Miles Morales came out for PC.
New on PC 2 years ago, I think.
I thought it was one.
I think it was 2020. 2020 and 2021 are the same year, but still, like in my brain. They always merge. But I'm pretty sure it was holiday 2020.
Wow.
PS5 launched.
If it was the holiday time, that's the end of the year too.
It's like just now, 2 years ago.
Right. But that shit's awesome.
I saw the upgrades for the PC version in the trailers they did. Yeah. It looks fucking amazing.
It is. It's so good. And it's like the Sony ports have all been perfect.
I think
for
the
most part. There was one exception, but I don't remember what.
It was when Horizon Zero Dawn came out. That was one of their first ports.
Yeah.
And that had a rough patch, but they fixed it all.
Yeah, no, now that's like, it's always on the top list on Steam. I love that game too.
I haven't played Forbidden West yet.
Me neither. Same deal. Wait for the PC one, PP.
I was waiting for PS5, but I think now that I've played God of War and I know... It's not that big of a difference. I'm probably just going to get that after I finish God of War.
Yeah.
Might even be on sale right now.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Bah.
So, yeah, I've been playing that. And I also got Gotham Knights. That's another one that is actually good, even though, like,
better than the reviews and all the anti-hype.
Yeah, right. So, if you were... expecting it to be just like another Arkham game,
then I could see why people
then you'll be disappointed. But then you're also just not good at reviewing things because you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, that's not supposed to be objective.
But yeah, But on its own, it's just a solid game with a lot of technical issues.
So they haven't fixed that?
They've been fixing them slowly. They've rolled out a ton of fixes so far. So,
and I mean, when it's not glitching, the graphics look good.
Yeah, it looks great, and it's fun. Like, the combat is awesome. It's, you know,
it's just not the whole like super flowy combo.
It is, though.
Is it?
It totally is. Yeah.
Oh.
The only difference is it's not one button to do a reversal.
Oh.
Or, you know,
a counter.
Yeah. Instead, there's like a dedicated dodge button.
Oh, okay. Well, that's like a lot of other games anyway.
Right. And that's actually like God of War. and it animates like, specific to the motion of the person you're beating on.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
So you don't have to, it goes to the most closest, essentially?
Yeah, yeah. So it does end up being very smooth.
I see. Because, yeah, in God of War, again, you typically have to lock on, and sometimes I find myself locking onto an enemy behind one that's closer to me.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish that it would intelligently, like, if I'm locked onto an enemy, auto-pop to the closest one.
Auto-pop.
Auto-pop.
That's a new middleware that you can license. This game uses auto-pop technology.
It's like an auto-pen. Did you hear about that Bob Dylan book?
Auto-pen?
It was like some $600 supposedly signed Bob Dylan book.
$600?
$600. And
that seems...
Well, it was supposed to be hand-signed by him and everything, like super limited.
Right, that's why I think it sounds low.
Well, it turns out they used auto pens, and people found out. And so they're getting a full refund and don't have to give back the item.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but still crazy. Auto pop.
I got my pussy on auto pop.
It's just like you got a toggle.
Automatically popping my pussy.
It's like auto on a sub. There's a little switch.
Yeah.
Turn on the auto pop.
Yep. Signal sense and auto pop. I don't pop that pussy.
Oh, I did wonder how the vehicles are in Gotham Knights.
Oh, yeah, there's only one.
Just motor.
Just Motor Michael.
Motor Michael.
Yeah, the Bat Cycle. I don't really love the way the Bat Cycle looks because it has too many joints. Like,
is it like an Extreme G from the game Extreme G?
Not really. It's so you look at a motorcycle like a regular ass. You know, chopper,
like a
chopper. And the front axle comes out like left and right, like circular almost, like this.
Yeah, yeah, with the wheel in between.
And the wheels in between.
It's like a wishbone.
Yeah, yeah. So that whole part is like segmented into, so it's like a shock absorber kind of thing, but it looks like a big fucking bug and I don't like it. It's just, it's like... It's got a lot of joints. Like
riding a big old cricket.
Yeah, I didn't sign up to be a cricket rider. I'm a bat girl. I'm not a cricket man. That's not what I signed up for.
Is there a superhero, the cricket?
The cricket? I don't think so.
There's the tick.
Yeah, well, yeah,
should be a cricket.
Well, there's Blue Beetle.
Yeah, that's true.
So. Next, and probably finally, for what I've been playing, I'm sure there's more, but I don't care.
If they didn't stand out, they ain't worth mentioning.
That's probably not true.
Yeah. It's just been a long time.
Yeah. I got, two quick ones that are just little baby games that you get for cheap and are fun. Okay, there's Dome Keeper.
Oh, right, I remember that.
Dome Keeper is fun. That's in early access.
That's the one where you go down, right?
Yeah, you dig down like a SteamWorld dig kind of thing.
Or like a down well.
And then at the top of the digging area is a dome, and you better keep that dome. So you dig and you get resources and new technology and shit to upgrade the defenses for your dome, and then there are waves every certain amount of time of enemies that come and try to smash your fucking dome. Trying to smash my dome, yeah. So you can like add guns and shields and stuff to it.
So it's got like the somewhat tower defense element.
Kind of, yeah, like
mixed
partially.
Mixed with like a...
platformer, underground dig man game.
And I know gameplay-wise it's different, but that reminds me of Fallout Shelter and how much I fucking played that.
Yeah, that was good. That was a fun one.
I guess that would have been considered an idle game. It was like one
of the
only ones I ever got super in. That and Tiny Death Star, which were basically the same game.
Yeah, that was good too. And the other one, Teardown.
Oh, yeah.
It's really hard.
Is that the one where you have all the vehicles and you do heists and stuff?
Yeah.
Fully destructible.
Yeah, it's like voxels kind of, but like way smaller and more detailed. So it's like 100% destructible with very realistic physics. Not realistic. It's hard to describe. It's not realistic because the stuff is way too easy to break, obviously.
But the way it breaks.
But the way it breaks, yeah, that's what I'm looking for, is super realistic. So basically you pull up and you got to hop out and you got to run to a, there's like a couple of objectives to do before you get out, and you have to do it all in a time limit. You have to get to something to get something.
Isn't it like, I thought it was usually like a safe or a...
Yeah, safe or a computer or something.
Okay.
And when you enter, like there are a million different ways you can do it. You can like shoot grenades, or you can use a sledgehammer.
Or a dump truck.
A lot of times there'll be like big old excavators and shit that you can jump
just
in. And
tear a hole.
And just tear a hole through the wall. Like, and that's super fun.
Very satisfying.
But you have to plan out the different steps ahead of time or else you're fucked.
Yeah, you can't just run in.
It's like that's a big part of the puzzle element. You have to figure out how you can do these things within enough time to get back and get out. And there's certain methods that you have to do. So you have to figure those out. So it's made to replay them a bunch of times, obviously. But it is fun. It's just incredibly hard.
Now, the voxel element of how it is destructible.
Yeah.
As that tech advances and graphics computing keeps getting stronger, they can make those voxels smaller and smaller until it's like pixel by pixel.
Yeah.
And that shit will be insane when they finally get to that point. That'll be real life, basically. It'll be one to one.
Basically,
when every pixel is separately interactive.
Right. But they'd all have to be able to, they'd all have to be programmed into, I don't know.
Well, if they followed the same like idea of physics-based models, and then just the factor of computers will probably be able to...
They'll do it. They'll figure it out on their own.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to break stuff to dust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably it. Oh, no. There's one. This one's bigger because I've already played a bunch of it. I just got, a couple days ago, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
Oh, yeah.
I've got 5.7 hours in it.
Pinky tuna.
And it's so good. And it's on sale right now for like $26. It probably won't.
Oh, wow.
Or no, 30. I don't know.
But
it's somewhere around $30, like just under or just over. But it probably won't be by the time this comes out, so it doesn't matter.
I was going to ask, is Steam like still run their sales where it's different stuff every day?
They do, but this is part of the holiday sale.
Oh, so.
Or whatever, so it'll probably go through Black Friday.
It'll probably go through Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, yeah, so maybe. But either way, keep an eye out for it, because it's fucking awesome. It's got, like, the awesome shooting mechanics of Borderlands, because it's a Borderlands spinoff.
Right, the concept started because Tiny Tina was doing, like, an actual Dungeons & Dragons game in the Borderlands
world, Borderlands 2.
So this is, like... being fully immersed in that.
Right. So you're playing a character in that game.
Is that still the premise? Like she's still...
Yeah, she's like omniscient. And and you'll hear like the players talking and stuff.
Right.
And like sometimes her hand will come out of the sky and she'll like pick something up.
That's cool.
Or like the dice will bounce and they're like...
huge.
Massive. And it's like, it's pretty funny. Like it's there's a lot of humor in it, and it doesn't all hit, but
more than the regular Borderlands games.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And I don't play the Borderlands games for like a good story.
Yeah, no, it's not about that.
It's just like the shooting mechanics are awesome and the weapons are fucking cool because there's like a billion combinations that you can get because it's all random. And now this is like a fantasy setting in Wonderland. So the guns are still guns, but they'll like some of them look like crossbows and some of them look like magic machines. Like you sprinkle dust into them to reload and stuff like that. And you learn like spells and there's more RPG stuff for up, yeah. You know,
I might leveling up and stuff.
It's wicked good. And it's got Andy Samberg does a voice and Wanda Sykes does a voice and somebody else.
Yeah, I think there was at least one other big like guest or not guest, but new. Because obviously Ashley Burch is still in it, too.
Yeah, Ashley Burch.
I don't know. Feels like Nick Kroll would be perfect for that series.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just got to the part where the butt stallion got its head cut off. and she was the queen.
But the queen butt stallion?
Queen butt stallion, yeah.
Shit.
Got her head cut off. I don't know. Spoiler, but who cares? Oh, and I got a Steam Deck.
Yeah, I was going to say. You got one of them big old Steam Decks.
I've been slanging deck. I recommend it for sure. It's awesome.
I kind of want one.
It's fucking awesome. Like you can.
And it's big, but it's not as heavy as I was expecting.
Yeah, like it's pretty light.
Very comfortable.
But it has like full haptic feedback and rumblers and stuff in there.
And the grips feel like a real thing, not like a toy. Like I couldn't imagine after feeling the form factor of that, trying to hold a Switch stock without any handles or anything. Just like
I couldn't
flat
do it.
Back.
It's like that's how you get carpal tunnel.
I don't think I've turned my cramps. Switch on since February.
Yeah. Well, now I'm never going to because I got a Switch emulator on the Steam Deck. And it so far works really well with most games.
But of course, you're buying legally these games.
I'm dumping the cartridges.
Right. And then they play better, right? It's totally legal.
Yep. Yeah. It's above the board.
Above the board, as they say.
So there's also, I mean, it runs on Linux, so it's all open sourced, and you can just fucking flip a switch to enable like developer mode or whatever if you want to, but you don't have to. And then you can go in and just change shit and tweak stuff and like.
It's like a true portable PC in a way.
Yeah, it really is.
Like and you have the same freedoms.
Right. And, you know, there are plugins and stuff that people have made that you can add to, like, tweak stuff more from the Steam OS and everything. Because there's a Steam OS interface and then there's a...
You can do full Windows, right?
You can. You can install Windows on it. Yeah.
Is it easy to partition?
Apparently, the dual boot functionality is, like... kind of a pain in the ass.
Ah.
But Valve has made a statement that they're incorporating it into the the OS itself.
They're typically pretty good about that. Like if the community is embracing something enough, they'll just support it.
Oh yeah.
Unlike Nintendo.
Right. Exactly.
Who won't even put a fucking browser on their system.
One of the ads Nvidia had for the Steam Deck had a Switch game on the screen.
Yeah.
And it was like a big deal and they had to take it down and stuff. And
they should bring back they should just steal Sega's 90s campaign, ad campaign. Steam do what Nintendo don't.
Yeah.
Change it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be really crude in 2000s about it and like, say, we challenged Nintendo to a deck measuring contest.
Yeah. This is like Dreamcast era.
And then there's a Steam Deck next to a Switch and a ruler.
Enough said.
Yeah. Back off.
No fear.
But yeah, and then there's a desktop mode too, so you can play it like you can use it like a regular ass computer as it is.
Have you looked into getting Game Pass to work on it? I know that Microsoft put out like official instructions on how to do it.
Yeah, you can. You can do it with streaming. So you have to have Game Pass Platinum or whatever.
Oh, I forgot that the PC one doesn't have that at the $10 level.
Right. So you have
because there's only the 50, like on Xbox, it's just one thing.
Right. Yeah. No. So I'm waiting. I'm sure at some point they'll be able to be installed like natively on there.
And that's one thing where I can see Steam having some pushback on officially support. Like, they won't stop it from happening.
No.
But they obviously want people to buy software from their storefront.
Yeah.
As opposed to like just using Game Pass to play it all.
Right.
So I could see them not officially supporting it, but they won't lock it out or anything like that.
No. It's really easy to do like Epic Games and other launchers, GOG.
Yeah.
It's really easy to fire those bad boys up.
If you want to bring back the Rockstar Game Hub, you could.
Oh, that's, you don't bring it back. That's still.
They didn't get rid of that shit? I thought they finally.
They just changed the name of it.
But, oh. What was
It was Rockstar Social Network or something. Social Club.
What was the EA one called?
Origin.
Yeah, fuck that.
They still got that going.
No way.
In conjunction with a new EA desktop app. And they're starting to they're migrating over to it. But like,
I thought they some got games rid of that
only
shit.
Work on Origin still.
Of course.
Like, it's fucking stupid. they want you to have two of their apps installed.
Right, take up even more space.
Yeah.
Cuz I'm sure it's very bloaty.
Yeah, they're way bigger than they need to be. That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff about the Steam Deck. It has Gyro.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, when I...
So if you had two, you could use them like wings.
Yeah.
In a VR game.
when I booted up the fucking Miles Morales, Spider-Man, its default mode of control is, like, if you put both of your thumbs on... There are sensors on the thumbsticks, so it knows when your thumbs are on it. And then there's, like, trackpads under those.
Yeah, how sensitive are those?
They're adjustable, but can be very, very sensitive.
So for like an RTS on the go, it could actually be doable. Using it for like a mouse and for pointing.
Yeah, yeah. It's even pretty good for typing too, like because you can type with both thumbs on each one has its own little dot on the screen that you can point at the letters. On each half of the keyboard that's on screen.
I wasn't sure if it would be splitting the letters in half on the keyboard to each side, because that would cause my...
Yeah.
Oh, it does? Okay. Yeah. I would have to adjust for a minute.
It takes a second. But once you get it, it's really easy. And it has back buttons, like paddles for your pinky and ring finger or whatever.
Which would be handy for games that have a lot of activate abilities and stuff like that. Like, not necessarily in the sense of, like, e-sports... quick trigger fire kind of stuff like they do for shooters. Like that's what a lot of people use those paddles for.
Well, with these, you can map them to whatever you want.
That's what I figured.
But having those allows you to have four extra buttons.
Yeah.
That you can access instead of the front four.
Oh, I didn't consider
while keeping both of your thumbs on the joysticks.
Yeah.
So like if you wanted to jump, you'd have to take your finger off the right joystick, which controls the camera.
I didn't even consider that.
So that's the whole idea.
Huh.
So then your thumbs are always on there, so you can always move around. And once you get used to using those back buttons to do that, it's pretty fucking cool.
That would be another, like, I need to rewire my brain.
But yeah, it is. That one's a little harder, but it's cool once you get it. Another thing I've seen people do is something called flip child.
That's what it was. Flip child, not flip kid.
flick stick, I think is what they call it, where it's like a modification of controls where the right stick is just turns left and right, just left and right. And the gyro on the Steam Deck controls up and down.
Oh.
And left and right.
That's weird.
Yeah, so you can use that to kind of look around, but you're always facing where your thumbs or where your where the thumbstick points you.
Huh.
And then the left stick is like a 360 degree view from above the character. So like you point in one direction and then point it in the exact opposite direction, your person turns around, you know, entirely.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's like a
just different
quick turn kind of.
Yeah, it's a different kind of orientation. Like it's like you're controlling it from above instead of like pushing forward and back, you know. It's hard to explain, but it's weird and not worth doing. So, yeah. That's about it for me. You got any other ones?
I don't think so.
So we can move on to this next segment to close out the show.
It's time to feed from the trough.
It's time to dip our fucking stinky faces in to the pig trough that is the Steam new release section. We can taste a little pig shit today. If you're interested in what horse shits tastes like, smells like, sounds like, we got you covered. We found some good ones.
Panty Pigs 3.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Most of the time, the funniest ones are the adult ones. But there are so many of them that are exactly the same pretty much.
Yep.
So I was able to mix it up a little bit. And some of them just have a little bit of funny in them. And others have a lot more. So we can bust through them pretty quickly. But I have several. I have a lot. So
okay. I forgot to look up any in advance.
I don't care.
So because I just remembered that I need to sign in to see the Steam store through the Steam app.
You sure do.
And I don't remember my info right now.
Especially to see the dirty section. So first on the list here, brand new release.
Oh, man, this sounds, I mean...
Rat shoot.
Come on, partner, we're going rat shoot.
You coming to the rat shoot tomorrow night?
the county rat shoot. Down at the Deerfield Fair.
Every year, the mayor... declares a statewide rat shoot to clear out some of the vermin. They give you 50 cents
for every head
that you bring back. Shoot yourself a rat.
That's a better description than what they wrote.
Yeah, what'd they write?
It just says your goal is simple: stop any rats from escaping. Shoot the rats as they invade the room. It gets tenser by the second. As the rat invasion grows, be quick on the trigger to shoot them before they escape. Pretty basic.
Shoot that rat.
Rat shoot. It's straight to the point.
Shoot that rat.
Came out just a few days ago.
Wow.
You can buy the soundtrack if you want.
$4.49. Rat shoot. Okay.
The soundtrack's so banging, you pay a dollar for it.
Yeah, worth it.
Just to listen to when you're in the car. Sex hell. It's a shooter.
It's an it's an arena FPS. Sex hell. First person shooter arena in the horror style. While playing on each level, you have to fight with the boss to get a variety of adult scenes.
Let's
what are we seeing in this trailer?
I mean, lots of demon titties.
Demon titties much. On fire.
And
more demon titties.
She's got some kind of weird fire gills.
Yep. Big shotgun. It's like shotgun titty.
Oh, and
that's a human.
Just a human. She looks like she's wearing a newspaper dress.
That's cool.
Sex hell. Octo Games.
Features gunplay with monsters, lots of weapons to choose, and hot scenes to unlock. All right.
So.
Exterminate the various devils of hell. You're going to love this one.
Oh, my God.
Mixed reviews on this one.
Wow, some people must not have got they nut.
Yeah.
Hot Pussy College. Oh, no.
And this one's the most graphic so far. Hot Pussy College. It's a short visual novel focusing on the fun parts of college life. The game is packed with humor, romance, and lots of sex. Play as a young male attending college at B&R and guide him through the experience.
It's Fuckboy Simulator.
Yeah. Fuckboy Simulator for incels.
Yeah. For incels that were never invited to the party.
Right, yeah. Instead, they would use things like OnlyFap Simulator 3, which is another game that's on here.
So is this pretending you have an OnlyFans?
Yeah, it's a simulator for OnlyFap.
Oh.
Pretty cool, right?
I don't know.
I think it's pretty cool.
Wait, and then there's like an endless runner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but look at her ass, though. Big.
Big.
Okay, so.
Like a Chun-Li.
So this next one.
Throw Wizard.
This one looks awesome, and I kind of want to get it.
Is it another Vampire Survivors-esque?
Throw Wizard. I think so.
And the character almost looks like the mage from Final Fantasy.
Almost, but it's like
he's got this, a revolver?
Yeah, the art style is like NES, basically. Oh, yeah. And it's a top-down thing with this little wizard man, the Throw Wizard, I presume.
He's the Wizard of Throw.
Is shooting guns and stuff. It says a roguelite top-down action adventure where a silly little wizard braves the depths of a new dungeon. Battle tenacious monsters and enemies who will not relent until the Squid Lord has his claim on the land.
Yeah, I thought it said clam.
I thought for a second it said clam.
Gotta get my clam on the land.
It's 99 cents for Throw Wizard. I'm going to get it.
I think you should. Says it's similar to Dead Cells and Vampire Survivors.
Buying it.
Throw Wizard.
Throw Wizard. I'll report back on how Throw Wizard is.
It's got to be worth a dollar, right?
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. So that's Throw Wizard.
I approve. I approve of Throw Wizard.
Yeah, just bought. I'm the first person to buy it.
Really?
I don't know. Probably.
I don't know. I didn't know if you could see that.
Okay, what do we got?
My furry maid.
My furry maid. Yeah.
Yep. Literally, cat lady.
Uh huh. So.
And she's your maid. She's gonna make you a hot dinner. What's it say? Welcome. Oh, she calls you master. Even.
Welcome home, master.
Would you like tea, coffee, or a hot maid for dinner?
Oh, wait. We've run out of tea and coffee, so...
God.
It ends with so, and then three dots.
And then you know there would be a sound that's like...
Oh, my pussy!
So that's my furry maid.
I do not approve of this one.
Well... This one, next one will get the taste out of your mouth. You're going to love this. Like, I don't think you're ready for this one. Just the title.
Bingus, my beloved.
Bingus, my beloved. Yeah.
I love that. I don't even need to know anymore. Visual novel and dating sim where you choose to pursue Bingus or Big Floppa while you attend... Zabloing. Join your favorite high school club, make friends, and prepare to enter the Floppaverse. So it's still kind of like a furry romance thing, but it's way better.
Yeah.
It's Bingus, my beloved.
It's Bingus. Bingus play dodgeball. Well, okay, so it's the title of it is Bingus, my beloved, but you can romance Bingus or Big Floppa.
Oh, okay.
So how does that make Big Floppa
and
feel?
You can meet new friends, including Saga, Justin, Mingus, and more.
There's a Mingus and a Bingus?
I guess so. Mingus, you gotta, you know, Mingus and Bingus.
Bang, bang.
Only requires 512 megabytes of graphics power.
The next one might need a little bit more.
Horny Witch Crusade.
Horny Witch Crusade.
But not Bayonetta.
No. This one's a precision platformer.
With tits.
Yeah.
Don't forget it.
Sexy dark fantasy story about a nympho mage. I've never heard that one before.
Nope.
Adria, who possesses strong powers but can't control her lust. Have sex with as many people as you can while fight against... The three-handed god followers.
Three-handed.
The three-handed god followers who are standing in your way.
This whole genre of stuff could just be referred to as put a boob on it.
Put a fucking booby on it.
Put a booby on it. Call it a day.
Put a boob on it. Hey.
Just put a boob on it.
Hey, you want to have a good game that everybody likes? Put a boob on it. A booba.
Nympho mage is a pretty strong word, too.
I like that word. That should be a
sounds like I'm an artist. Operatic metal band or something.
Yeah.
Like
I could fuck with that. So yeah, this is just a side scrolling platformer, but then between levels
they went and put a boob on it.
They put a fucking booby on it.
Way more than the boob, actually.
Pussy.
Oh, no, that last screenshot.
Oh.
It's just full on fuck.
Penetration. Look at this guy's face.
It's like what CD Projekt Red is afraid to show you.
Yeah, look at this guy's face.
He's going,
This looks, I mean, this is just a picture, right? Is this like...
No, I think that's in engine.
No, I think that this is how they get you in these games.
Oh.
I think these are like stills that you unlock.
I assume they were
cutscenes
or pictures, not the actual game.
I think they put them together in Blender or something and they just spit them out that way. Because then the game graphics are just like pixel based.
So none of that stuff is even in the game?
So it's probably something that shows up as a still image between, you know, or somewhere in the menu or some shit.
I see.
I suspect that's what's going on here with the horny witch.
The horny witch.
Once a generation, a horny witch is born. Okay, here's a palate cleanser.
Oh, this is very wholesome. Garfield Lasagna Party.
Garfield's Lasagna Party.
Sounds great.
Yeah. 32 mini games.
With the Garf himself.
Yeah.
And Odie. We got Odie.
Odie, Liz.
I don't know any others. Oh, and Normal.
Normal. Arlene.
And so it's a party game.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I like how this, it says Arlene A. Normal, like it was in French and translated in English, or they missed the word E.T. for and.
Or they mean et, like eaten. It's been et.
Oh, yeah.
Arlene et normal.
Arlene et normal up.
It's
at the lasagna party.
Got too into it, swallowed them whole.
You know what? I decided this year, you know, since we've cutting back with money and whatnot, I decided we're going to just have a lasagna party.
For Thanksgiving? For stofas.
Yeah, a couple of stofas, throw them in the oven.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada boom, get yourself a 30.
Done in time for the big game.
Watch the fucking game. You can, you know, your wife can watch the fucking
you
parade.
You can watch the parade.
What else is there? That's Thanksgiving. I give thanks.
Put turkey in the lasagna if you gotta.
Yeah, stuff it.
Turkey lasagna. Sex chess?
Sex chess. Hell is about to get invaded and the sinners trapped inside are about to be freed. But the clueless liberators had no idea how cunning the devil is. This time, the war between light and darkness will be waged not on the battlefield, but on a chessboard. Meanwhile, this video...
It's just fucking...
...is showing absolute fuckery.
Demons
somebody
fucking.
Somebody was just bent over and another demon or something is sticking the end of a mace up there.
There was at least a couple scenes of what seemed to be chess.
Yeah, there's chess. There's definitely chess. There it is.
Yep, there's some chess.
This is from publisher and developer Evil Boobs Cult.
Big believers in the put a boob on it category.
Put a fucking boobie on it. Hey, best boob, fuck a boobie on it. This, oh no.
They're just doing a helicopter.
You want to describe this?
There's someone ass up.
Yep.
And someone just spinning.
Dick down. On top of that.
On top of them like a full-blown helicopter. I feel like this was mentioned in Scrubs back in the day. They talked about, it was like something they like ad-libbed or something, or they were talking about someone doing freaky stuff. And I'm like, they let you do the helicopter?
Yeah, that could be.
I'm pretty sure.
Did you not notice the diarrhea everywhere?
Oh, holy shit. No, I thought, honestly, that makes it so much worse. That's diarrhea?
Yes, because look where it comes from. Look at this shit ass.
See,
he's got his ass out and there's diarrhea all over it. And then the whole room is covered in it.
I was reading that as like just shadows or.
No, this gimp.
He's pooping everywhere.
This guy's a gimp, by the way. The one
I thought
on
he just had a hairy ass.
No, that's diarrhangus.
That's all over it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
And he's got a full gimp suit except for the ass. The ass is out. And
so he can spray diarrhea everywhere. This is the most heinous shit I've ever seen.
More than 60 sex scenes.
Wow.
It's got a hot seat mode for multiplayer.
It's like hot potato. You play with your friends.
Yeah. Everybody's got pass the controller around. Everybody's got their cock out. Okay. Two more. This one's pretty much all about the...
Oh, man. At first, I thought it said Playtime with Hoagie, but it's better that it's Hoogie.
Yeah, Playtime
with Hoagie.
Hoagie. Hoagie.
Going down to the Wawa to get a Hoagie.
Hoagie's coming over. We're going to ride a ramp. Hoagies.
Hoagie hates visitors, perhaps. Find yourself in a dark forest where you must find different of number keys.
Different of number.
Around the forest for a week before Hoagie finds you. Collect them Hoagie. All before, then, and after. Oh, I don't like Hoagie.
Yeah, look at this Hoagie. Look what he look like. Is that him?
He's like a slender man, but also a skeleton.
Oh my God, the visuals are so...
It looks like a Windows 95 screensaver.
Oh God, but it's kind of spooky.
A little bit, because it's so stark.
Getting spooky with Hoagie.
I mean, I approve of this one.
This is Playtime with Hoagie version 4.0.
Wow, they're doing a lot of updates. New 5-day story mode to this Hoagie. How do you like your Hoagie?
The quote from the top quote review. Oh. Hoagie is a villain that no one takes serious ever, but God bless him for trying. That was a mixture of Bam Margera and Bill Clinton.
I can hear that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, totally on purpose.
You could run that as Bill Clinton doing a Bam impression.
Bam Clinton, yeah.
I approve of this Hoagie.
Do you approve my Hoagie? You will save the life of the gang or not by the evil dreaded Hoagie?
A Hoagie? A secret ending for beating too hard mode.
Oh, wow.
Two death ending.
Wow, that's a good one.
You can die two ways in this Hoagie. Hoagie Hauser.
Hoagie Hauser MD. So this next one, this is the final one and probably the sickest one.
Like sick, like cool?
Yeah.
Just the Bible.
Just the Bible.
Just the Bible. The Bible.
It's a digital recreation of the Bible.
Okay. In kinetic novel form. It's fucking exciting.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. This is extreme Bible.
Extreme teen Bible to the max.
Yeah. Big time.
But it doesn't look that extreme. What? Nimrod. I forgot Nimrod was a thing.
Oh yeah. Nimrod. It comes from the Bible.
Oh, an original soundtrack.
It's got an audiobook form.
It says Jesus loves little children. It's got My God is an awesome God.
Oh, it does?
I don't know. It just says... With an original soundtrack.
Does it have beep poop de boop beep poop de boop beep poop 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 beep
poop beep poop beep poop beep poop beep poop beep poop beep poop beep poop. To me, that's Home Alone.
Yeah, it's a spooky song. But like, that's a really spooky melody for that song to have.
Especially with those bells.
Yeah. So.
The Bible.
Yeah, that's it about the. There's not much.
I wish you could see how many people have bought it. I want to know how many people felt compelled to buy a copy of the Bible on Steam.
They're charging $15 for this fucking Bible. Who's getting the royalties?
You know what? It's probably a money laundering scheme for super churches. And it's like they buy it for every parishioner.
So oh, yeah.
And then they're like, oh, download this to your computer and you can learn the Bible that much better.
I have to download it on my computer. I don't know how to do that.
It's where they take all their tax-free money and invest it through Bitcoin.
yeah, Christcoin.
I can't believe that's not a thing yet.
Yeah, well, it's going to be.
Or G's coin.
Right now, Christcoin.
If that's not patented, you should get that. And yeah. Or not patented, but trademarked. So you can make bank when naturally some super church pastor has the idea himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Jizzcoin.
Jizzcoin. Then I'll change the name to Jizzcoin. Okay, that's it then. You got any final words?
Anything that you're eyeing for picking up on sale that you already haven't, that is?
I don't think so, because I've got a lot.
I already do too, but I'm still tempted to get, because I think I saw physical copies for PS4 on sale for Miles Morales for $20.
Yeah, well, that's worth it.
I might finally get Resident Evil 8, and I still haven't played it, The Village.
Yeah.
I could get them both for $40, I might do.
You should.
But yeah, otherwise, that's it.
It's hot shit, bud.
You think we're going to do a Goaty episode this year?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, we will.
I wasn't sure if we, like, I guess I've played enough to do a legit list.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be, you can just do however many you want.
Yeah, so.
Who cares?
All right.
So that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you on the flippity flip 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 flippy.
See you.
Bye.